We are here to fight for change in our city.
We are the Johannesburg Junior Council.
Hey guys, and welcome to What the Society with me, your host, Sechaba Molete. And today I want to speak about something that I find that a lot of us young people who are socially and politically and environmentally, I don't even know if that's a word, aware, struggle with. Today I want to speak about the struggles of being vocal about your political or your social beliefs and how we can navigate the space of being young and still having strong opinions on social and political issues.
Online, on your smartphone, or on your favorite podcast app, this is
the JJC Podcast Experience.
So I think to start off, I think part of being young is finding out about our identities and discovering who we think we are, the image that we portray, and all of that. And I think a big part of that is caring about what people think about us. And I know some of you might be at a stage where, if you're young or teenagers, might be at a stage where you don't care about what people think about you. And others may be at a stage where you do care what people think about you. But I know that's a big part of us discovering ourselves. And I find that that becomes very interesting when you're a young person with strong opinions. I know with me, I've always had strong opinions on political issues, on social issues. I have strong opinions on everything. And even when sometimes I haven't done my research or read up on those issues, I've always just had strong opinions. And I find that I come in contact with two things. Either adults who almost dismiss my opinion and just think, nah, okay, he's young, or no, it's fine, leave him. Or I've heard adults say things like, no, you're only going to be voting in, like, what, 5 years' time. You can worry about that later. Or, no, those matters don't concern you, when they really do. Or I come in contact with kids who find me to be too aggressive, or they find me to be too opinionated, and they just feel that I'm being too political or whatever. And I find that this is a struggle. Some people are affected by these two factors. Some people aren't affected by these two factors. But I know that with me, I was affected by those two factors. Because it's either I try and tone down my opinion or change my opinion just to not scare fellow students. I don't even know why other students would be scared, but I do understand why they would feel uncomfortable. I know for adults, I'll just allow them to dismiss my opinion. And I find that this is something that not only I struggle with, but that a lot of vocal people struggle with. The struggle of being young and the struggle of still being young but having an opinion to go with that. And I know it's so hard to... Sometimes you'll lose friends over having an opinion, I've seen, or people will view you as a person who's always hypersensitive because they always have to be politically correct around you, or they always have to watch their words because you'll correct them. And I think young people who have that, feel that sense of responsibility to their countries or to their communities and to society, we really feel that we have the task of educating people on what's right and what's wrong. And I think that's one thing that we shouldn't let go of, although we might be viewed in a different way, or although people might see us to be overly political or always having to comment on something. I find that we should just... And this does seem easier said than done, but I find that we should just be strong and stand firm in what we believe in. Because one day, you don't know, what you believe in might be the cause of change in the world. And you might even end up being the change that you are seeking. And I don't know, some of you might not even find these to be struggles. But I think I found the adults dismissing me to be struggles because I believe that what I had to say was important. I believe that what I had to say was true. And even if I wasn't right in what I had to say, I feel that I could have been given a chance to almost justify why I felt the way I felt. And with fellow students, that one's also very interesting, because I find that not all students want to engage in conversation about politics or want to engage in conversation about our social climate. And I found that they found it uncomfortable to be around someone like me or students like me and my friends who are always speaking and debating about the issues of life. And so I found that to be an issue because, not because they felt uncomfortable, but because they would start to almost label me or label students like me as, you know, the political ones or the rowdy ones or the ones who are always trying to cause trouble, because certain conversations make people feel uncomfortable, and that does bring about trouble. But I always say that we don't live in a comfortable world, so why should we be having comfortable conversations? But those are the reasons why I found adult dismissal and students being uncomfortable to be issues. I have learned to do research on my opinion and to read up about my opinion, and I find that this is something that's so important, especially when you are extremely vocal about politics and social issues. But I'll say it again, I really do think that what I've learned from it is be polite, listening is so important. Listen to where the other people are coming from, be polite about it, and if you do see where you're wrong, admit to being wrong, and learn from that situation. But if you still don't feel you're wrong, stand firm in what you believe, but be polite about it, if that makes sense. I think I also had to learn to not let my emotions get the best of me in those situations, but I will say, be polite about it, be professional about it, and stand firm in what you believe.
The JJC Podcast Experience.
Bringing you the content, the stories, and the insights.
We aspire to empower the voice of the unheard.
It's important for us to have these conversations. We don't live in a comfortable world, and it is important for us to have uncomfortable conversations. And I urge all of you listening to go out into the world and to have these uncomfortable conversations and change society. We here on What the Society always question society, which will eventually change society. So continue being your great selves, continue doing what you're doing, and continue changing the world.
This podcast was brought to you by the Johannesburg Junior Council in partnership with Red Radio.